Raita, let's continue with the halachas of opening packages. I want to say now a yesod that's going to answer some of the shaylos that we're going to get into today. And this is a yesod that's right. We mentioned in the beginning that when a person opens up a package, or a can, or a bottle, or a kli, whatever it may be, so we said like this. The Chazanish says that when you have something that be'etzem you can use again, even if you don't use it again, so it's called making a kli on Shabbos. That's what the Chazanish would say, for example. When you open up a bottle cap, you're going to throw away the bottle cap eventually. So what of the Chazanish, who are dim with a tuna can, all these sorts of things? You're going to throw it out. You're going to take out all the food, you throw it into the garbage. So the Chazanish, no, because it could be one time you'll keep it. Comes along with Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So Shlomo Zalman, what are you talking about? Who in the world keeps a can of soda? Who in the world keeps a can of tuna? Nobody does such a thing. So if that's the case of Shlomo Zalman, how can you consider the fact when I open up a tuna can, that's going to deliver kli? A kli means something chashuv. Something I'm going to keep, something I'm going to use. A kli can't be something I'm going to throw in the garbage in 5 minutes. The main of Shlomo Zalman is making. After peeking, we know there is halacha that we learned in Makabah Patish, that you're not allowed to make an opening, right? This is very negative, but every single package that we have discussed, and we're going to discuss, has a nekudah of making an opening. When you open up a potato chip bag, when you open up a can, when you open up a tuna can, all these things, you're making an opening. Says Rosh Hashanah, look at Shmuel Shabbos, beautiful what he says. He says, a man, we can be mako, and we can go like Rosh Hashanah and Orach, and we can say, Enoch and Ami, if I have dust to throw out this tuna can, or this can of coke, whatever it may be. So it no longer has the chashinah of a kli, right? Now, Mamela, so Rosh Hashanah, but there's one condition. What have you got to do over here? Make sure you don't make a hole. It's the Fletcher. How do we get out of making a hole? I have a tuna can over here. When I make a piercing around the top of the tuna can, what's going to happen? I'm making a hole. And when I make a hole, I made it clean. So how am I going to get around it? Shmuel Shabbos, a beautiful eitzah. Push it eitzah. Turn it around. Make a hole in the back. And then open it normally. So now you can't consider that I'm making a hole in the clean. It's not a clean. A kli is something that holds something. When you have a hole in the bottom of something, it doesn't hold anything, right? The main up is there. Yesterday when we discussed the halachos of a Coke can, soda can, and we said, according to most post-skim in Eretz Yisrael and even America, with Scheinberg included, is the maaser that machmen say cans are a problem, because again, you are making a hole in a mockery that was never there before. Right, this soda can never had a hole in the place that you made the hole. That means you have created this hole brand new. Zug the post, can somebody do it? I've got a baby in the eitzah. It might say, make a hole in the bottom, a little tiny hole, and then you open it normally. When you do that, what's that?
It's going to come out,
isn't it? No, no tiny holes, but a couple of dribbles will come out, and the chanam is your point to a cup. Nishkeferach. Nishkeferach. What's that? Nishkeferach, cartons we'll get to in a minute. Cartons we'll get to about. I'm talking about cans really. Good?
You know, how come, I forgot where it is, we think we learned somewhere that, that you can break the what's it called on Shabbos from a wine barrel, the...
Right, you can break the top. So, oh, the chomis, you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like ceramic, how come you can't just take off a bottle of that?
No, because you're making it into a clee by the arm. Tries you have a piece of skin on top of a barrel, and you're just removing it off the barrel.
No, you says you break it, that's how you remove it.
Who, I said this?
No, it says no.
This is Korea.
No, it says you break it.
Oh, so this is what we discussed last time. This is how we made Brandstorff, for example, is very machme, because he holds it.
That's even breaking it.
He holds you take it off nicely. That's why he's machme and all these things.
It says to break it.
That's what you mean?
I don't know.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I know it says
break. Mean that means to break. Oh, so the made up piece there is saying good. So why do you have to break the cleat? You have to break the kli. And if you don't break the kli, you got yourself a kli. Remember, when you have a Coke can, and you open it normally, you've made yourself a kli. So if you go along, and you piss a hole at the bottom of the Coke can, you've broken, you have shown there, you've broken the kli. And you've broken the kli, that's going to be more. Now, Rabbi, let me get to very quickly, again, what we discussed yesterday, regarding tuna cans. We discussed tuna cans yesterday, and we said the problem is, that a lot of folks can say that there used to be a mall that used to keep the tuna cans for the screws and all these zachas used to put inside as a make a shmacking container. If that's the case, is this something that's chashivus be'etzem, that a tuna can is not as be'etzem chashiv, so how do we get around it? Look at the person, what? Chashiv to eat something. Same thing with the can. You turn it around, you make a hole in it, you turn it around, and then you open it normally. That's one way of doing it. Rabbi says, it's clear. Opening tuna can. Rabbi says, we tried to yotze all the shittas over here. Why get into machlokes of gedoyli poiskim mamish? Mamish gedoyli poiskim. I'm not giving you a das yochid. This is reira poiskim al machna over here. Remain over here, what do we do? We rip a hole in one side, we open it the other side. Normally, that's kavaldik. Who are they? Took the bemoshe, never seen a row. What's up? Because you've ruined the whole clean. You can no longer use it because it's got a hole in the bottom. No good, but you've ruined the clean at the same time because you've got a hole at both ends. A clear clean with a hole at both ends, neshkin clean, just have it.
A lot of people like that, you know.
What's that?
They're clear, there's a hole in both ends.
Both ends, it goes in and out, right?
Mole
Toiro!
Mole
Then we're going to later. Another eta by side. Let's say a person doesn't want to make this whole business against a meisa. He has to make the hole in the whole bit. Look at that. Of a meisa. He wants to open normally. So here's the eta. So the devil's in the world. The Hillel Gadol from New York. And he says like this. You open up a tuna can halfway. Now if you open up a halfway, you can't consider that to be a hole. That's not a hole. That's a half open can. Then you rip out all the tuna and you throw it straight in the garbage. That's mutter. How you tell is mutter? Because you never made the kli. If you never made the kli, because Abada is mutter. Let me get a bite up.
More than halfway?
A little bit more than halfway, you're okay. A little bit more. High scheme. Right, so let me get a bite up. Now, a lot of the milk cartons that they have, for example, in America with the orange juice, you know what I mean with the orange juice? That size is not a bottle cap. Stop shop when you twist it. A ring goes. You have that little tag that you put off, and it's all around.
No, that's different. That's by milk.
That's my milk. Orange is not.
Orange is
inside is a cold tab. Milk is around.
Yeah, like different.
I'm not talking about that. We'll get to that.
Oh,
I'm
around?
I'm talking about the milk, right? The milk.
Oh, okay.
What's it called? New Square. New Square, the milk.
New Square.
Come on. I think the America. I see what it's all about over there. Ah, J2 Pizza over there. No? Amnon's. What's it? Golden Flow, that's right, Golden Flow.
Tesco,
they're boring it. Anyway, the kids are, how do you take that open Shabbos?
It's very easy, you can take it off.
Them.
Huh? Take it off that pulling tab off.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, then it's
Kabbalah. You're very strong, you just take it off.
About it, you do that, it's 100% mutter. Or if it's not the place, give them the Maisa, it's the same, if they want to take off the tag, are you allowed? So, but it's the same idea, make a bottle cap. So, it's like a salmon over! What was the longest in a plastic bottle cap? It was already a cap, and you just put it on. You didn't do anything. Kabbalah. So, Shlomo Zalman was saying the same thing over here. It was already a bottle cap, had a little tag around it, and they pushed it off. Didn't do anything. We made it with Shlomo Zalman.
It's the same thing as a soda bottle.
Right, that's exactly what I said. Kabbalah, what Hashem was listening. Why is it the same? Oh, because you've got a lot of sheets that hold around.
No, the orange juice is different.
And a bunch of feinstein, and there's a kavanah, and a robust. Now, many
people. What about the orange juice?
That's the goal.
The orange juice is different.
Then we'll get the orange juice.
Why
is the problem? Because it was never clear functional now. We made it on Shabbos Kodesh, you have transformed it into a functional clay. You can now put it on the bottle. Let me get a bite of it.
Oranges.
What's oranges? Which oranges are you talking about?
Every orange juice contained in America.
We'll get to it, because it's everyone's anus. Please, Hashem, I hope. If not, you remind me. Okay, let's say open a bottle, a can, whatever it's called, of Pringles. First of all, what bottle do we say of Pringles?
Butter, take a chavis. Take a chavis.
I just mean that dumb out of Pringles today.
No, give me that.
No, it is a dumb one, because it's the shape of a potato.
I get that.
No, it's a dumb one. Really, it's potato power.
It's not.
Oh, no. The end of the chaco, it looks like a potato chip. It's a dumb
one.
Are you?
What?
Yes.
I make a piece of meat, take
you cut it up bread. If you cut
take a piece of meat and make a little fish, you're gonna make a dumbbell.
No, but if you take the flour and make a little bit of collar, you make a mighty on it.
What?
Yeah.
You can't tell that thing
on it. Have I said you can't do it for Shabbos to rent a little
bit of
butter?
Straight up my dumbbell.
It's not true. Let's say you never saw.
Let me ask you a question. I see companies that made potato powder but made it look like a potato chip.
Straight. Flat. If you never saw a potato chip in your life and I come to you and say, look, what's this?
If you take a knife and you cut potatoes, you could get a shape like that.
Okay, what am I saying? Mashed potato. What do you make a mashed potato?
I don't know.
Mashed, mummish. Real mashed.
I don't
charcoal.
Yeah.
Very good charcoal.
Why is it charcoal?
It's
form. That's different.
It depends which
one.
It's
not from the
old
house.
It's
not from the old house. It looks
every
old
house.
It's
slaves. It's
No, Pringles are not sliced.
I'm taking a chips.
Potato powder.
No, Mr. Fletcher, let me hear you. I want to hear you.
It's the same thing as mashed potato.
It regains form.
Mashed potato looks absolutely.
It's meant to look like a potato chip. It's meant to look like one. They call it a potato chip.
That's beautiful. That is a mice.
Yes.
Is it a potato? Make it a mice.
Yo, make a difference. Tell you.
How can you tell the same thing?
Many, many examples say it's a dumb
one. Okay, let's get back to the right side, can you rip off the cover of the Pringles?
Yes,
the right side, silver foil,
love it.
What?
Like a cobbin.
What cobbin?
Like the skin on top of a cobbin.
Oh, beautiful, right side. Mathis, 2 points!
But there's words, it's not your fault, there's words.
Catching the points, you're free safer.
Oh! Very nice. Free safer, I'm writing a safer.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Hashem, go out. Catching, that's what we'll do. You might have to get points against the
I think I did. I'll score against whoever's safer. Everything that says yes, you do no, whatever says no, you do yes.
That's what I like. Are you allowed to rip up the foil from the Pringle top?
Of course.
Course, why course?
It's meant to be then.
Yes, that's Mota. What's the difference between that and Coke?
What's the difference between that and Coke?
We are making a clean by the Coke, by the Pringles, you're not making a clean.
What?
By the Pringles, you're not making a clean. You're just taking off the covering. What do you mean? By the Pringles, I have a box of Pringles. And it just has a lid on for freshness. So when I take off this lid, I didn't make the clean.
You did.
No!
Not even really made.
Yes, you did.
Because before, the cap was out of cap. Now you're making the cap out of cap.
That's exactly what we discussed about the Coke can.
No. Pringles is different.
Pringles is different.
No, it could be worse.
What?
Yes!
No, wait a second.
Pringles could be worse.
Abraham! Just shmoo
the Pringles back. Tell him. Where's the...
Pringles has a covering.
The can has another covering, right? When you peel off, you have a covering that makes it clean. You're making it clean.
Please. He's saying when you take off the Pringles, the plastic lid, you made it into a clean.
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
Because there's no function. When you have
no air, it's something about the Mr. Blatcher, don't leave us!
I think that's the reason why I'm not
Well, you're making a cap on that too.
Should have come yesterday.
That's why I'm going to make a beer.
Rabbi Shai, yogurts! Are you allowed? Are you allowed to open up the container of the yogurt to peel it off?
Yes!
I know with my kids, when I dump out the yogurts, and I give them two, I say, listen, just eat one, and your sister over there should eat the other one.
Fuck a schmuck.
I want my own. I don't want to have sharing with pop. I want to have my own yogurts.
And your kids are spoiled.
No, they're not. They're kids. And let me tell you something. When you have two yogurts connected to the other, it's not a finished product.
What?
Now you can see it more.
No, that's a lie.
It's not a finished product.
No,
it's not a finished product. It was in the company made that way, and when you snap it, you've now made it a fully functioning yogurt.
No.
Now, it took some time to get straighter.
Why don't they cut it?
Why don't they get it? I'll tell you why.
So if you take a bunch of bananas,
it's much easier.
If you take a bunch of bananas, you separate the bananas and mark up about this.
First of all, I have to tell you something. When you get into McCulloch, a huge branch where I would come in the field, you know, huge branch with all the bunches of bananas. If you see something, they have it in my
They do have it in Brazil.
They have it. I mean, also, if you see someone taking off the Shabbos, you have a mitzvah to kill the guy.
Why?
Because he's doing dosh. Dosh means very good. Almost. Dosh. Dosh is blessing. They're doing the fields, right? Dosh. Dosh of the Shabbos. Okay, my best guy, I have to tell you, a lot of Poskim are talking machma over here, and they're telling me that you shouldn't snap the yogurts in half, and cap what I tell my children to do
with
Shabbos.
Brother McKeelan.
What?
Brother McKeelan.
Paper airplane.
It's disposable. You're allowed to use
paper
that.
Airplane. No paper airplane.
No.
No.
Yes, we did that last time. I said you. Ready said no, and I said yes.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
The
milk cartons! The milk cartons! What's with the milk cartons? Don't even know the milk cartons?
Remember the old milk cartons, they were paper.
I'm talking about those ones, they open up the flaps. They make it as well, but they open up the spouts.
Not anymore.
Yeah, or you bend it back.
No.
The Americans go.
I haven't seen that at all.
They give a gallon and a quart. So that's the
court.
Milk.
Mr. Reich, are you allowed to open up Manchester Basin, right? Are you allowed to open up the carton on Shabbos Kodesh? Or do you have to kill him if you see him do it? What do you do? No, let me hit. The problem over here is the bottle of milk. The problem with the bottle of milk is that you use it for a long time. You keep the kli with the milk inside it for sometimes a couple of days. That means when you open up this thing, you've got a chashivus of the kli right there. It's not the boy's skin. So don't do it the wrong way. No, please don't rush off. It's better to open it. Just put this on for freshness. It's not better to close. You know what I mean? It's not better to close. Now, Mamela, drug the boy's skin.
It says in the Gemara, if you eat salt with one finger,
you're
going to remember what you learned.
Listen to this! Soak the biscuit. When you open up this carton of milk, it should not be done in the normal way. Because again, you're making it clear that you're keeping for
what do you mean?
What do you mean?
The ones that open like...
Right,
like
make the, for a long time, so you make a piss all in the sky. Now back, all this is the shine of my side. This is the shine of this man. Are you allowed to open up a milk bag on Shabbos Kodesh?
Yes.
Milk bag?
Yes.
Next.
Yes. And because you're not making it into clean.
Let me ask you a question. Open a milk bag, yeah?
No, no,
open
it.
From the top?
Oh,
no, from the top? Yeah. Or like this? How do they close it? Top. That means you're making a brand new home. And we have another shiner. Mattis! What's with Korea? Korea! More slipping! When you take a milk bag and you slip it over there, you have just ripped.
When you take a bag of plastic cups and you slit it over there.
No, then you ripped the whole thing. No, then you ruined the whole thing.
Here
I make a beautiful hole, and it allows my milk to come into my coffee in a beautiful way. That means I just designed and made and built a brand new hole on Shabbos.
Like American sauce.
Let's guys get the milk, I guess. Baruch Hashem. And we're back in the rubber with the milk bag. The movie now. What's up with the shino?
The bag with the rabbit.
Good.
The bag is when you open it.
And the rabbit, that's why we have to sign the back of
Did they ruin the whole bag?
Yes.
They did it.
That's called a nice hole.
Now it's a bag.
Is that a nice hole?
I thought we were talking about the milk.
That's a nice hole.
But now, I thought we were talking
that's
about the
milk. That's called a nice hole.
It's a bag. You can put stuff in it. You can put...
The bolts!
There you go. You can just chug that out like this.
Like the hook
you wear on your head.
I mean, doing this yeshiva.
Anyway, you're idiots. You didn't see the other hole. They opened the other side. That's why.
Supposed to open it from the bottom,
and
the
American's opening from the top. Now, my boy, so how when we open up a milk bag, we have shiner number one, Korea. Shiner number two, Mac of a Pagus, I made it clean. Shiner number three, I have a nice hole. It's a beautiful hole.
It's a black mama shop.
This is a hole. Who did this? This is
a hole. Let's see how nice it
comes out. What are you pouring?
I'm down.
Yeah, let's go. Bring it down.
Big shower, either way.
My boy, it's compounding. It's a beautiful hole. He said, I'm going to confound and get ate to get out of all problems when you open up a milk bag. Like you said, beautiful. Flip it with your teeth. The Minchas Yitzchok. You open your teeth. How do you get out of it?
That's the way everyone does it.
Oh!
Look.
Everybody
does
it.
See? Now, it's empty. Now, if this is sealed, this is not a cap. This is not a cap. This is a flat piece of plastic. It's garbage. Now you take it off, and this is a cap.
Mega! It was a cap before or so!
No, it wasn't!
Did I do anything to this thing? Did I change the form of this cap when I opened
it
up?
The bottle.
No. This bottle was always a cli. This thing was just put on... you masking yourself.
Yeah.
Now this cli, I didn't change. When I take the Coke can, and I go like this, and all of a sudden these things come down, and this opens up, all of a sudden I can use it, and I can never use it before. Over here I could have used it before, because it's also on.
And if it's closed, you can never use that also.
I can use it.
No, it's closed. How do you want to use it?
Added protection. I need this clean.
Well,
it gets stale. That's what I'm saying, I hope.
Help it out, it gets stale.
As a mother.
Sorry.
Next time, I'm going to
go. That's
what
I want to know.
Tomorrow I can be doing that. Next week we are going to be discussing all the halachos of dancing, music.
I'll continue this.
Okay, wait a second. Let's go to the milk bag. What's the love of the milk bag? When I take it with my teeth and I rip it, so number one, kaveya. What was kaveya? Ripping on Shabbos. Now, ripping on Shabbos has to be done in a nice, constructive manner. When you rip with your teeth, that's not called a nice, constructive ripping. That's a garbage ripping. Question number two. Asiyah Pesach. You're making a hole. Let me ask you a question. When you take your teeth and you rip that corner of that milk bag, does it make a nice hole? It makes a disgusting hole. That's not called making a hole on Shabbos. And with it serious from the fact that you're going to throw out the milk bag, maybe we can be mako and open up in that manner. Right? But not with a nice, nice little hole over there. Shalom Machatik, which, by the way, you can do it nicely.
But you think you're nice
before
the Shino when you're doing it?
No, not even the Shino,
you must be. This bottle will be alright. Oh, that's it. Very good. Whiskey, the pad, all that, and yeah.
Same size as the bottle cap. But you do it and,
Yeshiva, man. Yeah. That's more than
oh!
No,
but listen, we have to finish! Shaco bags! The little shaco bags in
front
of them!
Maybe that's
another bag! The big difference, you tell me the difference!
No, you
can do it right away! Oh, you can do it right away, no? No, it's even better! Remember when you rip with your teeth, it's that bag you can make a cool aroma to rip it open! The little milk bags with chocolate milk, you rip with your teeth, you drink it, beautiful! Let me go right to it, my side. One last shiloh! What's with the ice packs? Popsicle, what do you call it, guys? Americans call the popsicle sticks.
Man.
I don't know how popsicle
guys
pop. There's a thing that comes to talk to freeze pop. What's that?
Fine, no.
I
want to
take a knife. I
want to
make a nice hole.
You
want
a
burger? Yes, I want.
What's up? Vagina. You use the scissors even. Smother.
What's up?
Yes.
I'm making it clean.
I'm making it clean.
I'm going to do it with a mug bag. Also, I'm missing a line. I'm out of the same with a mug bag. And am I? But the shimmies that I'm doing in 20 minutes, because I'm using it, that means I'm using it as a clean. But wait, this child takes his fleece back and it takes it for 20 minutes eating it.
No.
And it goes to keep it in that manner.
It's a way to keep it out of your mouth. It's not really clean.
Wow. It's a clean. Only by icicle.
Good
clothes,
Rebbe.
What's that?
What about pouring into a cup?
But that?
Pour
it into a cup. It's going to come in
the honey,
but
it's going
to be a lot of place to hold that you're making it clear over here. Because if you do it, you see this, about that, we open up everything. My place is before Shabbos, I open my house, all the freeze pots are all already open before Shabbos.
You have a very sticky freezer.
No, I don't need it in the freezer.
You have a very sticky freezer.
No, Rubbish, I don't need Rubbish there. I'm going to think about it.
What if your freezer turns on for Shabbos?
Then they go to the neighbor's feet. Rabbi, there's one nekudah that I think that nobody knows. I've seen people be missing on this every single Shabbos morning. The oil gets with the coffee, with the milk. There's one big problem over here. What's the problem? No, milk bag. Rabbi, this is a klor halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If you have a milk bag and it's empty, it's mukta. People do not know that. They finish the milk bag, they finish all the milk, then they start going to the garbage. It's mukta!
So it's
mukta.
So that's from garbage.
Mukta at the time.
Yeah, Sharif Gufay.
What's Sharif Gufay? Sharif Gufay what?
You're holding your hands, that's garbage.
What?
You're
on top of that.
You're the garbage.
Yeah. What? I can think any mooks on Shabbos on the phone.
You can see your hand already.
No. There's two etzim over here. Number one, Rabbi Matzis is saying a merdek ha'etza. When you have it in your hand and it was got full of milk, and then you pour it out, now it's no longer got milk. So you took it originally in your hand, the ha'etza. It wasn't mutzah. Right. Now it's in your hand, nothing can go along. Once you put it down, you can't lift it up. Now that applies, by the way, only in one condition. If it's not bothering your Shabbos. For example, if it's on your Shabbos table, or in the dining room, or something like that, and it's not gishmak, I don't want to have my empty moon bag over there, that calls a graf shel rei. What's a graf shel rei? It means it's disgusting. And anything that's disgusting, you're allowed to check in the garbage can. But by the way, tomorrow will be done completely.